Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of the Funnel My Freedom podcast. Grant here. First of all, an apology. It has been quite a while since my last episode, and wasn't planned. As I've mentioned in prior episodes, I've really been committed to the idea of publishing, consistently and really doing this thing. But life does get in the way, and there's just been so much going on recently, professionally, personally. It's just been a lot. Unfortunately, I ended up, deprioritizing certain things. And anyway, I just haven't been as consistent as I would have hoped. But sometimes these things, it's born out of, positive things. I think it's, I really have come to realize, there's good stress and there's bad stress. And although I feel like sometimes I have plenty of the bad, some of it really is good stress. It's stress caused by, good stress, I think, breaks down into two things. One is stress that helps you to grow, which can be good stress. But sometimes you're trying to do a good thing and it causes stress. Life is stressful. We all have it. So on the good news front, my wife and I are buying a home, which is extremely exciting. Obviously she's now almost 6 months pregnant. So this is cool because it's our first house. We've always lived in, the past 10 years lived in apartments, and more recently a townhome, but this is our first real house, as it were. So it's also going to be our first family home. And I'm super excited because, we get a home, we get our own pool. Like, this is a big deal for us. It's a big deal for us on a personal level. It's a big kind of validation, I think, of all of my business efforts, that things are coming good, that, we're getting to feel like there's progress, you see the right trajectory. And I think as entrepreneurs, there's a lot of stress when there's a disconnect between where you believe you should be and where you expect to be and what you want in life and where you actually are. And, and a lot of people tell you, you need to accept where you are, and that's cool and all, and you should, because you don't want to torture yourself. And I think a lot of us do. But at the same time, when you're doing things that are entrepreneurial and you're of that mindset, you're not an employee sheep just trying to get through each day, or you want more. When you're ambitious like that, I think it's difficult to just accept where you are, because yes, you have to be honest with yourself. You shouldn't be fooling yourself, but at the same time, you're reaching higher. And when you're not where you want to be, that's when stress occurs. And I have felt this so many times in my entrepreneurial journey, where it's just like, can I just catch a break? Can I just get through this thing? Can I just achieve X? Can I just do Y? And to be honest, social media fuels this crap, man. Like, it's just, everywhere you look, people are trying to portray these perfect lives, and you have all these materialistic things being shoved in front of you, and, Instagram and stuff is crazy for this. So I get it. But every now and again, you turn a little curve, right? You turn a little corner, you get over a little hump, and you feel a little bit of progress. And for us, having moved from London, having come to the USA, having now retained our place in London and, bought a place here, this is a big deal, especially when starting a family. So that has been taking up a huge amount of time. And like I said, stressful as hell going through mortgage process and everything, especially as a foreigner. But a good stress, born out of positive things. And then beyond that, what I've been trying to really focus on is kind of establishing the ecosystem, if you will, that I want my digital marketing efforts to take place through. So, all the different components that I want to kind of, the channels that I want to build out, right? So I think there's my personal brand, the Grant Morby personal brand, right? Which I want to set myself up for an info product business. You know, it's where I ultimately want to go to. So I realize, you know, I have experience in some areas that, you know, I'm further ahead in this game than some other people. And I've done that through my own blood, sweat, tears, and money. So I want to be able to build around that, right? And help others because, you know, as corny as this sounds, and I appreciate it does sound a little corny and it sounds a little cliche, even though I'm not yet where I want to be financially on an annual basis, I am already thinking about after the money. Like, I believe the money will come, right? At some point, the right combination of efforts and opportunities combined with, you know, the resilience, the perseverance, kind of the personal growth, will result in the appropriate financial compensation from the universe. I believe that. But, you know, beyond that, at what point are you happy? You know, and happiness is a much more difficult thing to master, to measure, to really, you know, love who you are, lose your insecurities, you know, all these things that we all have. You know, anyone that says they don't, you know, it's nonsense. But not everyone is happy. And there's plenty of wealthy people who are not happy. Now, I am not saying this, to be clear, I am not one of these people who's going, oh, well, money can't buy happiness. Bull, right? I mean, all that stuff. No, you know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm, you know, we live on an economic planet. You have to accept that. Money, you know, is a tool, right? It's a tool that you can use to leverage into things, you know, that can make you happy, right? Can bring happiness to others. Maybe that's what brings you happiness, right? So I'm not getting caught up in all that nonsense that really, in my mind, is spouted by people that don't have money and this is how they justify it to themselves, right? We live on an economic planet, deal with it. Everything you want to do, even down to healthcare, is money. The one thing money can't buy is your health, but it certainly can buy access to the best doctors and everything else. So do not fool yourself into that nonsense that gets spouted around by people who don't want to aim high. No, I'm talking about happiness through contribution, happiness through being comfortable with where you are and now paying it forward to others. And that to me is far more interesting, right? Because, you know, I'm a sociable person, I'm a sociable guy, and I think being able to do that and being able to love what you do every day and be like seeing results in other people, seeing, you know, like I said, not to sound corny, not to sound cliche, but like feeling like you're changing people's lives for the better, making, you know, feeling like you've given them a way to achieve their dreams and change their family's fortunes and feel pride in themselves. Like, that's cool to me. Like that's something that I could see me not getting bored of, right? You know, like the money, you know, there's things you might get bored of, right? But the ability to feel good about yourself and help others every day, I think that's fulfillment. And I think that's fulfillment through contribution. And you can only get to that level of contribution when you've taken care of yourself, right? I got to take care of me, numero uno, right now. Get the results, get everything that I want. Then transition into that. So this is a really long-winded way of me saying I'm trying to lay out these puzzle pieces right now. And to get into the info space the way that I want to and the way that, you know, my sort of overall strategy is laid out, I want to build and develop my personal brand, right? Not to be a guru, but to be an influencer. So I've been working on laying that out and realizing, okay, I need to upgrade my personal Facebook profile page, right? My personal Facebook, you know, so let me speak about this for a minute, right? It's difficult for me. I got Facebook, right, when it was still for college students. It was still a university only. You needed a university email address to even register. So That was my first year of college when I was being invited to join Facebook. And, you know, I my personal profile, as a result, I feel is like a long winding kind of a, you know, really documentation of going through college and everything else. So there's like a shitload of stuff on there that I really wouldn't want someone digging into, number one. And number two, for me, it's always been really a sociable thing, family and friends. Now, the reality, unfortunately, is in 2019, in today's world, that's not what your Facebook profile is. I mean, let's be honest. The average age of someone using Facebook has got a lot greater. Most people are not using it the same way. They've transitioned onto younger platforms, right? Instagram, WhatsApp, you know, they've moved on into Snapchat now with kind of the millennial age group, you know, I mean, or the Gen Z, you know, it's shifted kind of the use cases, right? So do I use Facebook? Yes, all the time. But what do I use it for now? I use it for groups. I use it for interest groups and things that I want to learn and participate in. So what happens now from a personal perspective? Absolutely jack, right? Like I basically once a year get the happy birthday post and that's about it. The occasional thing here and there with a you know, a like, right? Which is pretty much normally based off of someone cross-posting now between Instagram and Facebook. Facebook has shifted greatly. So the first thing I kind of realized is I need my profile on Facebook to reflect the current need. And the current need is that, you know, the reality is in 2019, your Facebook profile is not personal. It is business. It's a business profile. When you participate in groups and you add value to groups, what is the first thing that people do? And I guarantee you've done this yourself. What do? You go and click on that person and you look at their Facebook profile. And what are you seeing now? How many times do you see now that somebody's cover photo is telling you about what they do? Like, join my group or my course or my brand or this or that. Very rarely now is it someone, you know, not capitalizing on that. And they're calling it really the profile funnel, right? So you have the group cover, or excuse me, your Facebook profile cover photo. But then you also have on the left-hand side the ability to write your short bio. So it's like, you know, a lot of people are following the formula, right? I help X people to do Y, right? And then beneath it, you can now add in an image on that left-hand side of your profile. So now you have a call to action image going in there, because right beneath that, you have links. So you can put in links to your Instagram or to a website or to a Facebook group. So now you'll see cover photo saying what you do, then the bio, the one liner, so someone can instantly understand what it is you're all about. Then the image, and then the call to action, basically image, right? And then the link to your group. So you're funneling people straight to where you want them to go, which is why a lot of affiliate marketers and people are leveraging this now. And your Facebook profile needs to be overhauled if you also want to take benefit of it. So that's something that I've been giving a lot of thought to while I, you know, basically prepared to launch my Facebook group, which is, you know, as this podcast is called, it's called Funnel My Freedom. It is all about connecting serious entrepreneurs who are interested in basically finding financial freedom through online sales funnels. So I don't care whether you're doing e-com or affiliate or info or supplements or whatever it is. If you're using funnels and you're interested in basically growing your business to achieve true financial freedom, freedom to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, then I want you in my group. So go on Facebook, take a look, search for Funnel My Freedom and join the group, because that's what this is all about. This is all about bringing together ambitious people. So I've been, you know, basically working through all of that, establishing a YouTube channel for my personal brand. Check me out on YouTube, just search Grant Morby. You know, Instagram I already had, but you know, I'm putting some thought into that. So I sort of been laying out all these pieces, starting a blog, you know, some of the things that I've been working on an affiliate marketing basis. So I've got all these pieces now across like the whole landscape of like my brand development. And then I have all these thoughts now about the products and offers and things that I want to work on to serve, you know, my audience. So I have a lot of these pieces coming together. But one of the things that I wanted to mention, is super cool is, so while I understand that design is not the be all and end all of everything, right? I understand that, you know, design isn't necessarily what sells. But conversely, I do think things need to look good, right? To inspire trust, to make someone trust what you're doing, you know, you need things that look good, right? So I realized I had all these pieces, okay? I had all these things that I needed to kind of design. And, you know, I've been looking at Fiverr and other things, but you realize very quickly that, you know, you have all these gigs, you don't really know which designer to use, you know, unless you've used them before. You know, you can go on Upwork, it starts getting expensive. But when you have a lot of things like this, you know, you need a little flex. Well, I have basically come across a service that gives you unlimited graphic design for a monthly subscription fee. So I'm in love with this business model. I really, you know, it's great. Unlimited revisions, unlimited requests. Yes, there's a human element because you're actually using human designers. So, of course, there's only so much you can get through, right, within a calendar month. But at the same time, you know, just being able to send someone and the same person, like, hey, I need a YouTube channel art. Yes, I need a YouTube thumbnail. Yes, I need a basic logo done. Okay, I need a Facebook group cover photo. Oh, I need a call to action. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. Like, that's so liberating for someone like me who's, you know, trying to be creative, but I can't design all of this myself. If I sit there trying to do it in Canva, even though Canva.com, I love the tool. I think it's fantastic, but I still can't always make something look as nice as I want it to. And then I can't have all the source files to be able to hand it off to a different designer or anything else. So I've been working on this solely. It's another reason why I've been quiet. I've just been heads down designing all these things. So do let me know what you think. Check me out across all the different channels. Search for my name and take a look. Probably even going to revamp the podcast cover. You know, that was originally a Fiverr gig, got it done, but now I want to maybe think about upgrading it, you know. So for me, this episode was all about just giving you a quick update as to where I've been, what I've been working on, the different types of stress, the good and the bad stress, but also how I'm developing the landscape, you know, for a personal brand, for really the empire that I'm trying to build when it comes to digital marketing, which of course is all still outside of the day job. So yeah, I like to add stress. You could definitely summarize that. I do seem to make life incredibly hard for myself. I do seem to work an insane amount of hours each day. But, you know, when you are really, really serious about getting the results, this is unfortunately what it takes. It takes a huge amount of energy, and it really does take a commitment. So if you're sitting there and you're finding yourself sitting, you know, on the sofa each night doing nothing but watching Netflix, and you want all these things that I'm talking about, you want to be able to buy your house with a pool, you know, age 31, well, sorry guys, blood, sweat and tears. I wish I could say that there was some shortcuts, but blood, sweat and tears. And it's hard. It saps it out of you. Sometimes it makes you feel like you know, is it really worth it? I just want to have a life. But I promise you, there's going to be light on the other end of this tunnel, and it will all be worth it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me through this as I funnel my way to freedom. And I can't wait to really continue to help all of you in your own journey. So stay tuned. I will continue to update you on my progress, continue to update you on the things that, you know, I find. And I will try to get more consistent with my publishing here as I look to YouTube and other channels on top of the podcast. So thanks again. Do send any questions. I'm still working on the email side of things. funnelmyfreedom@gmail.com for now, but that will all be changing soon. In the meantime, go out there, kill it. And really stay positive. Take on some good stress. You'll achieve some amazing things. All right, speak to you guys. Bye.